It's peak hiring time for the upcoming 2020 census. In northern Colorado alone, the federal government hopes to recruit about 2,500 workers to do the big count. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, the region's record low unemployment is making it hard to find good candidates.
Last month, the state's unemployment rate hit 2.5%. That's the lowest it's been in 44 years. As a result, there are widespread shortages of drivers, teachers, and now temporary census workers.
This is the largest peacetime movement organization that's being put together of a little over 500,000 people nationwide.
Daniel Barr is the Census Bureau's office manager for Northern Colorado. Today, Barr is set up at a hiring fair in the middle of the bustling University of Colorado Boulder food court. Hundreds of students are walking around. Barr eagerly tries to get their attention with his signature opening line.
Who wants to pick up an extra $1,000?
He still needs to recruit more than 1,000 people by April 1st to make sure he gets an accurate count of the region's population.
Failure is not an option in this scenario.
Mostly, the students glance down at their phones or adjust their earbuds. But eventually, one stops to learn more.
My name is Koo. It's spelled K-U.
Koo Thomas is a fifth-year senior. He's holding a slice of cheese pizza, but lingers just long enough to grab a business card.
I already kind of got like a part-time job that I'm kind of committed to, and I got like a lot of stuff going on with school.
Thomas works in research on campus on top of his classes, which might get in the way of his potential new job.
And it might be a little unethical for me to drop it since I already kind of committed, but I'd be open to it if I was here during summer, though.
It happens in the spring, though.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
The census determines how much federal funding Colorado and other states get over the next decade for things like education and road construction. And every person that's counted means more money. The Census Bureau says it's on track to recruit all the people it needs to cover some parts of the state, like Boulder and Larimer counties. But in some rural areas like Rout County, it's a much different story. There, the Bureau has recruited fewer than half of the workers it needs.
Unemployment here in Colorado is 2.5%, but in Rout County, I believe we're at 1.7%.
John Bristol is Economic Development Director at the Steamboat Springs Chamber of Commerce.
You look at it and you go, wow, okay, this tells us that anyone that wants a job can find a job.
Which, at first glance, is great. But there's a catch. A lot of those available jobs pay a pretty average wage, Bristol says. That includes census takers who earn around $20 an hour. Not bad.
But then you look at the long-term opportunities that are with that. I mean, these are short-term positions, is my understanding. So that might detract a little bit from it, especially when there's other positions that are available, you know, that have additional benefits.
We have some areas that are hurting, whether it be due to economics, low unemployment.
Back at the CU hiring fair, Daniel Barr says if they can't find enough workers in certain parts of the state by the end of the month, they'll have to ask folks to travel or temporarily relocate to help with the count.
We recently were selecting people for Rout County, and some of those people potentially could come from Boulder County and or even Broomfield County, where we were at an excess of candidates.
That would mean the Bureau ends up paying extra for workers. One of those candidates is Kaylee Party, another CU student stopping by the census table.
I was actually coming to get a drink at Starbucks, but the line was really long.
She says she's unhappy at her current job. She's also done some canvassing work in the past.
Yeah, I think that like a lot of us should be more invested in like what's going on in the country and different ways that we can help. Yeah.
Thanks.
The census is very important, like getting those like stats and things and seeing like how America really is in this day.
When asked if she'd be willing to move somewhere to carry out that mission, though, she says she'll have to think about it. Matt Bloom, KUNC.